Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Keep your money local. Bring it home to a Wintrust Community Bank, home of White Sox checking with free ATMs nationwide. Find out more at Wintrust.com/Sox. Members FDIC. Ricky's boys don't quit, and neither does NBC Sports Chicago's coverage. Download the My Teams app by NBC Sports and get your White Sox anytime, anywhere.
White Sox, go, go, White Sox.
The ball hit deep, way back. Deep to left field.
Holy cow. Carlton Fisk has put the White Sox ahead.
Jimenez leaves the ball.
We got a chance to do something real special.
All right, sit back, relax, and strap it down. It's time for the White Sox Talk Podcast.
You're listening to the White Sox Talk Podcast, brought to you by Wintrust Community Bank. Chuck Arfine here in Scottsdale, Arizona, and I'm joined by the birthday boy, Chris Kempka, is here. How you doing, Chris?
Pretty good. Nice and toasty after a nice day out in the sun here at Scottsdale Stadium. I was in the bleachers here, so I got a nice little sunburn that I'll be paying for tomorrow, but I would rather be in no other place but here today.
And you picked a good game. You know, Chris, I think you, me, all the White Sox fans out there needed a game like this. It's only spring. I get it, but it's been a rough week, and look what happened here. RBI triples by Luis Robert, Yoan Moncada, Eloy Jimenez with a single and a stolen base. He got the feel of what this might look like in the near future.
Yeah, there are some things. There's definitely some things here. So we had an RBI triple, two-run triple by Robert. Then we had an RBI triple by Moncada. So I was curious, like, when's the last time two Cuban-born White Sox tripled in the same game? Of course, regular season, because, looking stuff up in spring training is impossible. It's happened once. It was September 11th, 2017, and it was Abreu and Moncada. So it has happened before, but how exciting was it to see that? Robert just took one right down the left field line, just tore around the bases. It was wonderful. There are some things, okay? A few things I noticed from the game. First of all, what stood out, and it has nothing to do with actual ability, but how loud Robert calls for the ball in center field. It was clearly audible from my seat down the first base line, so that was fun. Second of all, something that caught me later in the game, it was Nick Madrigal came in. He had one at bat late in the game. And his first hack, it hurt to watch it. He took a mammoth hack.
He swings hard.
He swings really hard. And you would never expect that from a guy who strikes out as infrequently as he does. So that kind of caught me off guard. Plus that mammoth leg kick. That was sweet. I caught a picture of that and I tweeted it out. If you want to see what kind of leg kick Madrigal has, go check that out at Twitter. But it was a fun game. You had a lot of things from a lot of guys that are going to be important in the future. Jimenez, like you said, stole a base.
Yeah.
So you had things. They look good. Moncada's looked terrific since the move over at third base. So I think that he's a guy that, poised for a breakout season this year, I think.
I think so too. And we'll also get to Manny Manuelos. We're going to hear from Eloy Jimenez, who did speak here after the game. I want to go back to that Robert triple, because there he was rounding second. And I'm thinking, this ball's in left field. He's going to third. He's going to be toast at third. No, he was safe by a mile.
Yeah, I'm kind of watching him like, is he going to go for third? And it almost looked like he was kind of hesitating around there. And he's like, no, I'm taking it. He got in there pretty good. So, yeah, I was excited to see that. We haven't seen much of Robert. He hasn't been healthy a lot. So he's one of the guys I'm most intrigued to watch this spring. And he looked good so far.
And the way that at-bat unfolded, it was against, yes, former Sox pitcher Derek Holland, who threw two breaking balls to Robert, swung and missed the first one, swung and missed the second one. And Derek Holland threw him another one. He hung in there, and he smoked it down the line.
Yeah, those first two pitches didn't look too good. And so that third one is like, all right, we got it. You can't throw too many of those by him. It was good to see it.
Moncada is now 4-for-6 with a double and a triple. By the way, we didn't even mention this. He got those two hits batting right-handed. That's another part to this equation with Moncada.
Yeah, and I think that's something that he really was starting to improve on towards the end of last season. So it's a continuing thing because he started to turn it around maybe like September, late August even. So the right-handed batting has definitely been improving, and I think we've seen a continuation of it and hopefully more to come. Maybe the being comfortable at third base is, you know, it's something good for him, and so far so good.
By the way, it's your birthday. What are you doing on your birthday?
Watching baseball. You know, my wife, amazing gift. She flew me out here, got a hotel. We're going to hang out here together these last couple days.
Yeah.
Yesterday we saw a game. We saw a game today. We're going to fly home tomorrow. It's as good a birthday gift as you could possibly give me. Some baseball in February. Nothing better than that.
I can see it on your face. You are in your happy place, Chris Kampka. It's good to see.
That's called sunburn. So...
You are sunburned.
Well, you are correct. Happy place it is.
All right. Well, the White Sox were in their happy place today just because of what you saw for the future. Let's hear from Eloy Jimenez in the locker room after the game. Robert's triple. What do you think about the speed that he showed getting to left field, getting to third base when the hit was to left field?
Ridiculous. Yeah. He's super fast, like Pantera, like Panther.
You were pretty fast, too. You had a stolen base there.
I'm okay. Yeah, I'm okay.
Is it fun playing alongside him in the outfield? He said it's fun playing with you because you kind of encourage him and keep him loose and things like that. Do you enjoy playing next to
him? Yeah, I enjoy playing with him. He's really crazy and funny. And also, he helped me, like, move around. John Jay, too. He helped us to how to play, how to position, and where you need to be.
I know it's only a spring training game, but when you and Robert and Moncada have contributed like this, does that get you more excited about the future?
Yeah, it's getting me super excited because I know the future is going to be awesome.
All right, so that just makes me feel good. You know, when Eloy talks like that, you know, there's something about his personality. You can only hear it. We'll have video of him saying it on our website if you want to check it out. But when you see it and you hear it, you believe it when Eloy talks.
I think that such a positive attitude is key to succeeding. I mean, he's coming into a situation where, yeah, there's all these guys that lost 100 games this past season. Now we're having an infusion of a new kind of attitude that we haven't had around here to that degree. From a player who is supposed to be one of the best prospects in baseball. I think it's a really nice thing to have here, and I'm excited as well because he looks good. I mean, you know, no home run or anything, but just you can see his poise at the plate. He commands respect. Mm-hmm. Just by standing in their plate, this is going to be a really, really fun spring.
All right, let's talk about Manny Banuelos. So he is the guy the White Sox got from the Dodgers. He started in this game, goes two innings, four strikeouts, struck out the side in the second inning, had a walk and a run. Got some information from Jose Contreras a couple of days ago. By the way, Jose speaks really good English, so you can speak English with him, which is nice. And he said that he had noticed that Banuelos, during a BP session at the start of camp, was lowering his body, leaving pitches up in the zone. So Coop went to him and told him to stand up more in his delivery. And Contreras said he made the adjustments. And I'm quoting Contreras here when he said, that's what you want with these young guys, to make adjustments. And he looked pretty good. What were your impressions of Banuelos? I know he's been on your radar as he's trying to get maybe the fifth spot. I know they have Vervin Santana now, but he's someone that Sox fans should keep an eye on.
He's definitely going to get a chance. He has that pedigree of being a big prospect. Now, I mean, maybe this is a few years ago, but there's something there that causes you to be a top prospect in the first place.
Yeah.
That second inning, he has struck outside all looking. You do not see that very often. You know, a pitcher comes in there, faces three batters, strikes them all out looking. So that means he's got some deception, and it's good to see. They're definitely going to give him a chance to win the fifth spot. And so let's see where we go going forward.
Yeah, they got to watch what's going on with Irvin Santana's finger. That's what kept him out last year. And that, if that's, I don't want to say it's a lingering thing, but that could be a thing. So if he is able to move past that, I think this is going to be a good signing for the White Sox. But his health will be something you have to watch here in spring training.
At the very least, if you could find a way to creatively keep both of them on the roster, maybe one as a long man, maybe a swing starter, it'd be nice to have that, because Santana, he's done with these, you know, you've seen him do it. 2017, he had 5 complete games. I mean, if you look at the way baseball is going, maybe he's the last pitcher ever, him and Kluber both completed 5 games. What if they were the last ever to complete 5 games in a season? I mean, as crazy as baseball is, you never know.
Yeah, I'm hoping this is cyclical, but you have a very good point there. By the way, this is, he's right in your wheelhouse, because he pitched in the 2005 ALCS. There's some stuff there. He never faced Contreras, but he had a real good game, I think, in was a game 2 of the ALCS.
Yeah, I mean, he always gave the Sox fits. So I like the move. It's, you know, it's a guy who's kind of under the radar. He was available. You take a chance and see what you can get. And it, like I said, at the very least, maybe you can have him as a swingman, be a long reliever, give him a chance to do something. I like having him here, and I look forward to seeing him pitch here in Arizona.
Well, I pulled an audible here today, because my plan was to give you all a Blake Rutherford podcast, because I interviewed him earlier today. Some good stuff to look forward to when I put it out, but I'm going to wait till probably Tuesday because of what happened here today. I mean, this was a feel-good game, about as good of a feel-good spring training game as you can get in February, just because of what had happened with the whole Manny Machado thing, and now you just see the future, and you see glimpses of it like this, and it all kind of came together in one game, and that makes me feel good.
Well, you had Rutherford, but now then you just pulled a random fan out of the stands to do a podcast with. Here I am. And not only that, the top of my head is very, very sunburned right now, and the bottom is not quite as much, so I look like a bobber. So if I move my head, it looks like somebody caught a fish. This is how ridiculous I look, I'm sure, but I'll take it. I will gladly be sunburned in exchange for a wonderful afternoon at a baseball field in February.
Yes, and for a fisherman to catch a walleye with you.
Sure. I'll wear it. That's fine. But I'm really, really glad to be here, Chuck. Thanks for finding me, plucking me out of the crowd to do this podcast.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know what? This is a good game. I'll do a podcast. I knew you were here. I thought you were here. And then I found out that for sure you were. Got your lovely wife and your good friend who's got a White Sox shirt. And so hold on a second. Quick trivia. Your wife is wearing a Golden Girls T-shirt, not because she likes the Golden Girls, but because you do?
I'm a fan. I love the antics of Blanche, Dorothy, Rose, and Sophia. I love that show. And we have somebody else who, near and dear to our hearts, is also a big fan of that show, as we all know.
Bill Melton.
You know it.
Okay. So for someone like yourself, who was really into stats, there's a stat of you that I didn't realize. It's a fact, but I'll call it a stat, that you are a big fan of the Golden Girls. You know what I want? How many times have you watched? How many shows of the Golden Girls have you watched?
Probably all of them. And by the way, Chuck, thank you for being a friend.
Why are you saying that?
Because it's in the theme show of the song. The theme song of the show.
I was like, that's what you're talking about? Clearly, I've not watched too many Golden Girls episodes. But you know what? It was on for so long. People clearly watched. You're one of them. Congrats.
Thanks, Chuck, I guess.
Okay. That's going to be a wrap for this edition of the White Sox Talk podcast, brought to you by Wintrust Community Bank, your home for White Sox checking with free ATMs nationwide. Go to the special White Sox webpage. It's www.wintrust.com/Sox. Chris Kampka, always great to see you. And if I don't see you before you leave, back in Chicago. Oh, no, you're coming back again in March.
I am coming back. But before that, I'd like to wish you a happy birthday as well.
It's coming, February 28th.
That's right. Everyone, send your gifts to NBC Sports Chicago offices in care of Chuck. And when he comes back from Arizona, he'll have piles and piles and piles of...
Presents? What?
Greg Norton baseball cards and Chet Lemon jerseys.
If you have random White Sox stuff, I would like nothing more than that sent to me for my birthday. So I appreciate it if I get anything like that. And if not, that's okay too. Chris Kampka, thanks. Hawk Harrelson, take it away.
Thanks, Art Chuck. And this edition of the White Sox Talk podcast is over.